The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 24th of May, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Hey, here comes some creepy news from Amazon. How would you like to wear a thing, I don't know, around your neck or on your wrist or something like that, and have it detect your emotional state? Regardless, I think Amazon's going to be forging ahead with it. The device I'm talking about will be paired with a smartphone and, of course, use microphones to perceive your emotions by just analyzing your voice. Once it does that, it'll offer suggestions on how to better interact with other people and even more. What those other things are, we don't know yet. Probably like, hey, why don't you cheer yourself up and buy something from Amazon. Now we have to wonder, how close are we to seeing this thing actually hitting prime time? Well, reportedly, it's already in beta test, meaning there's an actual physical device somewhere out there. At the end of the day, it might just be an experiment, or it could be Amazon's ultimate tool for locking us in for life. Got enough e-readers in your life? Well, here comes another one. Just in case you're a fan of Barnes & Noble anyways, how about a new Nook? Yeah, Barnes & Noble has announced its new Nook Glow Light Plus e-reader. And it ain't that far away from hitting the store shelves either. Starting on Monday next week, you can start picking up the thing online. And by the 29th, it should be available in brick-and-mortar stores. Now, what's nice about the new Nook? It's got a 7-inch e-ink display. Plus, of course, the Glow Light, which they're actually hoping that Barnes & Noble's readers will be like, yeah, that's worth the upgrade. There's also a lot more storage on board, too. 8 GB of storage. And it's only going to set you back $199. Yeah, $200. Feeling hungry? Ain't got the time to download an app? No fear, Google's here. Yep, starting as of, well, as we're talking about this, you can now order food directly from within Google Search, or Google Maps, or even Google Assistant. Of course, it's going to have to be with one of the partnerships that's teamed up with Google, but once you've got that going, it's pretty simple. Now, in Google Search or Google Maps, it works via the Order Online button. You'll see it appear when you search for, say, a supported restaurant. Once you know that restaurant supports the service, your ordering selections are all made entirely through Google's interface and Google Play. Hence, that's how you pay for it. Now, Google Assistant, on the other hand, works in pretty much a similar way. Asking Google to order food from a specific restaurant before selecting a delivery service and making your food selections through Google's interface. Other nice features includes memory. Yeah, say you can't get that triple cheeseburger out of your mind and you want that again? Well, ask Google Assistant and there it shall be. Now, currently, services it does work with is DoorDash, Postmates, Delivery.com/ChowNow, and Google says they'll be adding Uber Eats, Deliveroo, Grubhub, and a few others in the very near future. And finally, who knew Apple couldn't tell the difference between their iPhones and a counterfeit phone? Well, apparently they couldn't for about 1,500 times. And you're saying, what? Well, basically, a person in Oregon took advantage of, shall we say, a warranty loophole. Now, according to Bloomberg, this person in Oregon imported a bunch of fake iPhones from Hong Kong. Yeah, I think you gotta see where this is going. Apparently, there was about 3,000 counterfeit phones just floating around. And this took place over a couple of years. He would go into stores under various different names, of course, saying the devices, they won't turn on, and would, of course, ask for a replacement. Now, believe it or not, Apple actually did reject about 1,576 of the warranty claims, but 1,493, yeah, they seemed to get through, basically in the end costing Apple about $895,000. After that, of course, you think, well, what's the guy doing with almost 1,500 iPhones? Well, he's selling them, basically turning those genuine devices into cash and then sending that money overseas. Sure, you guessed by now. Yep, he was caught. Facing 10 years of imprisonment and up to $2 million in fines. As for Apple, I'm sure they're thinking, damn, those fakes are getting really good, aren't they? We couldn't even tell the difference. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website. You can get subscribed to all of our podcasts over there. You can check out a review section or a blog. You can also sign up for a subscription to the BTN Network. And by doing so, you're supporting the news show so we can stay on the air. Because without you guys, the news show goes away. And thank you so much to all of our supporters out there for keeping the new show going. We really, really appreciate it. You can find us on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our Slack room. Lots of fun tech chat going down in there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. Monday is a holiday. Have no fear, though. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday and enjoy the long weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.